Snoop Dogg trolls Biden with Sleepy Joe OG Premium Cannabis. By Paul Bois on July 10, 2022. Rapper Snoop Dogg trolled President Joe Biden this weekend by promoting a premium cannabis brand, Sleepy Joe OG, that mocks the president's apparent lack of lucidity. "You won't even remember the country you're in," exclaims the package alongside a bewildered-looking photo of Biden. Though Snoop Dogg stumped for Hillary Clinton in 2016 and took his criticisms of former President Trump to vile extremes, he has come out hard against establishment Democrats in recent days, starting with his endorsement of Rick Caruso for mayor of Los Angeles. The artist also uttered some positive words about former President Trump toward the end of his tenure when he commuted the sentence of Death Row Records co-founder Michael Harry O'Harris after serving 30 years of a 25-year-to-life sentence for conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. "That's great work for the president and his team on the way out," Snoop Dogg said after years of bashing the former president. "They did some great work while they was in there, and they did some great work on their way out. Let them know that I love what they did," he reportedly added. "It is amazing what the work of God can actually bring to life to make people understand that there is a God." Prior to that more moderate comment, Snoop Dogg was not a friend to Trump or his supporters. In a viral video posted in 2017, Snoop Dogg referred to Trump using the N-word and blasted his supporters. "I just want to say this real quick, now no political shit. All you people for the federal government that not getting paid right now, ain't no fucking way in the world y'all can vote for Donald Trump when he come back up again. If y'all do vote for him, y'all some stupid motherfuckers," said Snoop. "Fuck everybody down with Donald Trump, I said it, yeah," added Snoop. Snoop Dogg also ripped into black conservatives like Herman Cain, Paris Dennard, and Candace Owens, referring to them as the Coon Bunch in reference to the Brady Bunch. Concerns about President Biden's cognitive decline are reaching critical mass, even among corporate media such as the New York Times this weekend. Republicans, including physician and Congressman Ronnie Jackson, RTX, have declared Biden unfit for office and demanded he resign. Jackson told Fox News in February that he is confident Biden is not mentally equipped to carry out his duties as president. "I was at the White House during the Bush administration, the Obama administration, and the Trump administration. I was there for 14 years as the White House physician. I know exactly what it takes mentally and physically to do that job. And I think it's on full display for everybody in the country and everybody in this world to see right now that President Biden does not have the cognitive ability to do his job right now. He's continued to get worse and worse." Snoop Dogg's mockery of Biden's mental state further cements Jackson's assessment as a widely held belief.